The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the ski and snowboarding or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. K-Rock Klein Alley Show, the excitement of a draft, but not the football players that maybe you don't care about. Yesterday was round one of the NFL draft. Raiders got that first overall pick, took themselves a quarterback, and then the Rams got the 13th pick, took themselves a quarterback as well. Controversial pick, and here on K-Rock, we're not going to be drafting athletes because we're not very athletic around here, but we will be drafting what we believe to be the finest sound effects in a variety of different categories, all ones that you've perhaps heard on the show before, or if you're new to the show, maybe you'll get some backstory as to why the audio sniper plays some of the stuff he plays during the show. And the three rounds of this draft will include the following: most offensive sound that Omar plays. A lot of them are out of context, but they still come across and make us look racist and sexist and like terrible people.
Which I don't like, because I really do feel like we're... Even though we joke with each other, we're a very accepting little group of people.
You don't like it because it's all your quotes.
That is, you are the one that
I'm
usually...
I'm doing things out of context, or I'm reporting on a story and it's making it seem like I think that way, but I don't.
Well, when we hear the clips, everyone can decide for themselves. And then the next round will be Vanessa only sounds, because she's got a lot of stuff she said over the years. And then if we have time for a third round, it will be the classics. Of all of the great ones that we've brought to the airwaves of K-Rock, from the Oogie Boogies to the...
Roogie Boogies.
That's how long it's been since we played
that
one.
Wow, that is a throwback.
Don't even remember that one.
The Vanessa one is the one that I had the most trouble with, because there's just so many. There's like 10 that come to my mind right away.
With the first overall pick in the Klein Alley Show sound effect draft, I can't believe it, but Alley, in the round that you're probably going to dominate, you have the first pick in the draft in the category of offensive sounds.
Well, since everyone's going to pick clips from me for this round, I don't think anyone's going to be sad that this one is taken, because I went with a Klein clip. And this is one that we don't play that often, but it's the most blatantly racist thing I think that you've said, or problematic, I should say.
I support ISIS, for the record. Well, that
support
first of all,
ISIS.
I support ISIS, for the record. It was taken.
Pull that again.
No.
I
support ISIS, for the record. If you can hear there was a lot of editing that happened there.
I don't think so.
I don't remember how Omar put that together originally, but I feel like I was saying something else.
I think that's a Jake edit there.
That's why it's so choppy.
Omar wants
to know.
I'm not going to take credit for that.
For the right. All right. That's once again.
Well, you just said it again, so I'm going to get it.
Oh, fine. Great. Edited poorly a second time.
How many more racist comments will be said in this moment?
Probably a lot, as we defend ourselves. For the record, I do not support ISIS. Let's go ahead and pull that clip and put that on the air, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
It's easy to cut out "do not" from that sentence.
Sure is. The second pick in this round goes to Jake the Nerd. It is the round of offensive sound effects. Jake, which one are you taking?
I mean, I'm going to take the goat, Allie's chimes sound effect.
How is that a problem?
You're going with the wind chime
my
effect?
Chimes?
You're saying the wind chime
but
one?
It's like the Benihana thing.
Oh, the Benihana one.
Those are different than my wind chime impressions.
Yeah, because Allie doing the wind chime impression also is problematic, because it sounds like she's doing some sort of a slow adult.
That's the wind chime.
I'm getting confused.
Yeah, that one. You're not taking Allie doing the slow adult impression?
That's not a slow adult.
This is the slow adult.
I mean,
oh, yeah. That's a great draft pick, too.
That was something powering down.
I'm going to take all three of those.
No.
No, you can take one, Jake.
So maybe this is a slow adult. That's it.
That's offensive, too. Jake, you're taking this one?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, Jake's taking that draft. That was Allie, she claims, doing a sound effect of the silverware at a Benihana.
It was the utensils that they, while they're cooking the onion volcano.
But every time this gets played... We receive at least one complaint, email or text, that someone says, I only was half listening and I heard the woman do an incredibly racist impression.
You tell me how to make that sound.
I wouldn't make the sound.
Try it again, Allie.
Well, when they do, then they flip them back and forth and they slap them together. It's like ding, 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 ding,
I'm gonna draft that one right there. I'm gonna draft the new one she just said. All right, that's off the board. Vanessa, you're third up on the draft picks in the offensive sound category of the Klein Alley Show sound effect draft.
Okay, actually, I was going to say the silverware at Benihana, but Jake took it, so I have a new one. Klein. Great guy like Diddy.
Diddy. Great guy like Diddy.
Oh.
Hey.
Nice. I'm glad Klein's in the mix still.
I, once again, don't stand by that, and I think I was doing a character there.
No, I think you said that.
Character of yourself?
I think I'm doing an accent. I think I'm doing an impression. But anyway,
you're doing an impression? You could have fooled me.
All right, great guy like Diddy has been taken now. And we move on to the next pick. Omar, you're up next.
Yeah.
Which sound effect are you drafting in the round of most offensive sound effects from the show?
Well, I think this is going to trump all. This is great. I just found this, and I need to start using this a little bit more.
I'm white. I'm going to call ICE on you.
Oh.
Oh, man. That is a great pick.
I mean, damn,
whoa,
right?
Whoa, Alan.
Okay, that is when I was talking about this woman who was behaving badly at a Dodger game. No. I don't need to explain that.
That takes the crown right there. That's right. The best
This is not what I was saying.
That's the best one, Omar.
It was an example of a dumb white woman at a game.
Man, that is a great one. Johnny, I don't know how I got the last pick in this round, but you're up next. Johnny, which sound effect are you going for in the offensive category?
I'm going with Allie saying, excuse me, I'm racist.
Yep.
I love this one so much.
Johnny loves
that. I randomly would say it. Like, when I was shopping at Target one time, I just randomly said it, and I was like, oh, my God.
You got to stop saying that out loud in public.
Yeah, I have to.
I know a lot of people are thinking that Allie's most recent black voice she did about the shoe shine was the most offensive.
It was not meant to be black voice. It was just an old-timey voice.
And I like that one, and that Allie saying
the shoe shine.
That's a new one.
That's so good.
I like it because it's new. We haven't heard it very much. But I'm going to go to one of the classics. And this is, I think, the first time Allie did black voice on the show, and it was this.
You got to get Bojangles.
So I'm...
Okay, Allie, what were you trying to do there?
That was a hick. That's like a southern hick.
You got to get Bojangles.
Yeah, that's just a guy being like, I love Bojangles.
Oh, I'm going to take that, too. So, once again, Allie is dominating this round.
818 said, what about Klein saying I'm a handicap?
I don't think we have that clip anymore.
Come on.
We don't have it. So, listen, some of these
clips...
Or
when he said, oh, I don't know.
Some of these clips, it doesn't matter. I'm a handicap.
Shut up.
Where did that come from? The point is this. We've done our first round draft. We don't have to play all the other clips. That's the first
2-1-3 round. 2-1-3 is surprised that Noman did not get chosen.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good offensive flip.
Oh, man. Allie has so
what
many.
What are we doing here?
Allie, all right. Round two.
Noman.
Okay, we won't do round two based on that Jamaican person. That's a good call, Jamaican person.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Round two. If we have time for it. I think we only have time for two rounds today, sadly.
Juice.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's my new favorite.
No.
I call that one out.
No. We've already drafted. We're not doing it anymore.
Change it.
Round two, the Vanessa sounds next, Kara.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do one more round of this Klein Alley Show sound effect draft because the NFL draft is happening. We're not athletic enough to talk about that, so let's go ahead and give you some sounds you've heard on the show and maybe the origin story behind some of the sounds. And round number two, after that exciting round one of problematic sounds, most of them made by Allie.
Right. And you.
We will go into round number two now, and this is the Vanessa-only round. All sound effects made by Vanessa, and she hates it. Because she does not like when Omar uses her sounds against her.
I think I have the best.
Oh,
careful.
That was the
sound.
We have, in a moment, in fact, we're going to reverse order this time, which means I get the first overall pick in the Vanessa round, and I'm very excited about this. My gut was telling me muffin. I remember the time that Vanessa got caught eating the muffin.
Oh, yeah. The times that she gets caught eating are my favorites.
Right, and I loved it so much, and especially because it's a combination of her being defensive but also kind of angry, and this was that.
Muffin!
I mean, that was when we caught her eating a muffin during the show, and she yelled at her, Vanessa, what are you eating right now?
A muffin!
So I like that one, but I think my favorite Vanessa sound, since I get the first pick, is going to be the time, and I think Omar uses this clip beautifully, whenever anyone loses a game, or whenever she makes fun of Jake telling a story, we have this clip of Vanessa calling us all losers, and I like this one a lot.
Oh my gosh, you loser!
Oh my gosh, you loser is my favorite Vanessa clip.
And that wasn't ever even on the air. That was in the production office after the show, I think.
Oh, it was?
I think so.
Yeah, I think she caught you recording her.
Oh, that's right. She caught us recording her, and we were trying to say that she owed a bunch of taxes to the Mexican government for that tequila bottle. So she called us a bunch of losers. So, oh my gosh, you loser is my number one pick in the Vanessa round of the draft. Johnny, you're up next, dude. Which one are you going with for the Vanessa clips?
I'm going with 1 minute juice.
Oh, woman issues.
1 minute juice.
Oh, really? That's not what you sent me. You sent me this one.
My jeans are tight. My butt is huge.
I had to call an audible last minute.
Well, you can't.
Okay,
Johnny,
well, I don't have that clip.
How do you think the radio show works, dude? You think you just call audibles? And Omar is great at his job, but he can't. He's got 5,000 sounds he's got to go through.
Let me try to find it. Let me try to find it.
Hold on.
He's got it. He plays it all the time.
Why did you change from my butt is huge to woman issues?
Woman issues is something I would like say around the house a lot, too.
All right, so Johnny's going with this clip for his second pick in the sound effect draft, round two.
Woman issues?
Woman issues, which Vanessa uses that excuse quite often.
She doesn't, ever.
Quite often.
Never.
There's a typo in the prep today. Woman issues. I get it.
That's not true.
Next up on the clock is Omar Khan.
Yep.
Omar, which Vanessa clip of all the ones are you picking in the draft of sound effects of the show?
I like this one because whenever I play it, it catches her, most of all, off guard and by surprise.
I pooped my pants and I don't have underwear.
And I don't think none of us know the origin from that. I think it's just a great clip.
Yeah, what? Yeah. No, I think that was one of her first box of shame stories.
No.
Oh. No?
No. No.
Okay. All right.
What was it?
And we have another clip.
When did you say that, Vanessa?
I think I was, like, reading something.
No. So you're saying that didn't happen to you?
No, that didn't. Well, yes. Oh. Yes, I remember.
Okay. All right, great. So we got
Friday lie day.
Friday lie day. She had to admit that on the hot seat. All right, moving on in the draft. This is going to be weird because Vanessa gets the next draft pick in the sound effect draft on K-Rock. And she's got to pick one of her own sounds. So, Vanessa, which one are you going with for yourself?
For myself, as you know, I don't like none of mine. But if I must, I'm going to go with the honk honk.
Oh.
Honk honk.
It is great. It's a great one. We love it. You didn't really commit to it. So
that's why it's so funny.
It's a very non-aggressive horn. And
that's,
I think,
by the way, one of Sluggo's favorite drops, too.
Sluggo's a big fan. Is that the one he likes? The Vanessa Hong Kong?
The Vanessa Hong Kong. Yeah. He said it's one of the best sound clips you've ever heard.
I think if every horn on the road was replaced with that, I think road rage would come to an end overnight.
Yeah, that's the honk that you use if someone's on their cell phone turns green. Just
honk.
Just a friendly little.
Just go.
Yeah, you want a parking spot, someone's sitting in there a little bit, you just give them a little friendly little honk honk. Yeah, this is, hey, just give me a nudge. Yeah. All right, moving on. Next person to get a pick here is Jake Zener. Jake in the Vanessa sound effects. It's the sound effect draft on K-Rock. Which one are you going with?
Well, there's an all-time classic that I'm not going to pick, but I can't believe no one picked it yet. It's Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, yeah.
Her saying Wiener Schnitzel was really funny because she loves Wiener Schnitzel. She's a huge fan of the hot dog. But
I love the hot dog.
But she has a hard time saying Wiener Schnitzel.
It's one of the originals. I went back through my folders and found a super, super old one I sent to Omar. It's a, what the hell goes it? What the hell?
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that.
Let's see if I could get it here.
That's one of her clips. What the hell goes it?
What the hell goes it? What the hell?
I like that.
That's a great one, too.
I don't remember that one, but I do like it.
It's like over 2 years old.
Wow. Well, let me hear that again. I haven't heard that one in a while.
What the hell goes it? What the hell?
Wow.
And for the final pick.
Oh, my God!
For the final pick
that too.
In the Vanessa sounds, Allie, which one are you going with?
So... Okay, this is so hard because
there's so many good ones you got left on the board.
I can't believe I didn't pick OK Lexus.
I don't know why you didn't pick that either.
It's my license plate.
Loser.
Yeah.
That's why.
You're a loser.
This is one that came first to mind. This is one that she said when she was drunk at Pride.
Good for you. Good for you.
So that was my top contender, but I think I have to go with one that just set the precedent for a lot of the funniest things on the show, and that is the moment that we went to Vanessa for commentary on something, and she had a mouthful of chicken.
And she said
she was eating a piece of chicken.
This is what she said.
A piece of chicken.
Yeah, and the setup to that, this is when she was caught in the middle of the day. I think it was 8 in the morning or something like that. And she was just going ham on a carcass of chicken. Full rotisserie in her mouth. But this is what happened. So,
what?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
I gave her my leftovers.
A piece of chicken.
Oh my God. What is going on around here, guys?
I'm multitasking.
Hey, she did stuff.
All right, well, there you have it.
Man, I can't believe nobody took this one.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Or
what's the second one?
Do you remember when she asked someone to AI Chinese her?
Oh, man. AI Chinese me?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That was a great drop, too. We should have used that in round one. That would have been good for the offensive round. All right, there you have it. Two rounds of the draft underway. And that's all we have time for today. So there you have it. Some of our sound effects from the show. Maybe make a little bit more sense to you. Disneyland tickets in 15 minutes on KROQ. But first, this on K-Rock.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.